is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
This is my daily.
This is my daily. This is my day. This is my day. This is my day.
Welcome to Discipleship 24/7 podcast. You know, our message focus this morning is looking at what the theme is. We always pick a theme passage, a theme which is a scripture to look at. And this month of September, we've been looking at 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. And this is where Paul shouts to the Lord in verse 8 three times. I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me in verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Just two verses we look at really share a real importance, you know, for when I'm weak, I am strong. I know all of us can think about times when we are weak, we are not strong in areas, or we just need improvements, or we just need help, guidance, direction. I play in the beginning the worship song. You know, this is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. And it talks about in those verses, you know, my daily bread, the very word. And the chorus says, I am desperate for you. I am lost without you. And maybe some of us are not are not feeling that or are not at that. But the purpose of playing this worship song is to encourage us that, focusing on the Word, focusing on our relationship with God, focusing in prayer, focusing in alone time. You know, we have prayer at Discipleship 24/7, and that's Sundays. We have prayer. Every Sunday night, we post the list of prayers. Just looking at five key points. And it's not necessarily you have to stick with those areas. Those are just suggestions from a view of a brother in Christ. And you can use that as a tool, as a resource, or a place to start with prayer. You know, as a disciple, we cover our missionaries in prayer. We cover our local churches in prayer. We also remember to give praise, you know, for God answering prayers or for giving us an opportunity to share or another day. Let me lift up our country, a country in prayer. Lift up the world in prayer. Let me also lift up what's happening around us. You know, with COVID. Last week we covered the anniversary, 9/11, in prayer. You know, prayer is a good place to start. Good time for us to be alone with God. And when we look at the words in this passage in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You know, in chapter 12 talks about Paul and his thorn. And so Paul was pleading for the relief of the pain that he was going through. But God did not remove it. Because in verse 9 he says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. This is where we see that God didn't remove the thorn, but he would continually to supply Paul with grace to endure that pain, to endure that suffering. You and I might be facing that same thing, right? There's a thorn in our flesh. Maybe a thorn from friends, thorn from people in our lives. Maybe they're pushing our patience, pushing our thoughts. But we need to remember that God is going to give us the supply of grace. His power made perfect in weakness. You know, in society we often think that weakness is, you know, a huge negative. You know, we see that weakness is a huge negative. You know, and society reminds us of that. You know, the things we do, like the things we don't do. But God's word reminds us, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And as the world thinks weakness is a negative, weakness is outcast, you know? You know, the world tries to group us in categories, you know? Are you successful? Are you popular? Did you succeed? Did you pass? Did you fail? Did you stumble? We see in verse 9 that Paul will boast more gladly of his weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon him. Because then we see in verse 10 where Paul rejoices in the power of Christ. Rejoices. For the sake of Christ, then I will contend with my weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You and I can pull from these verses. You know, maybe we're going through some things in ourselves. You know, maybe we're going through some trials, some challenges, some hardships. And we need to remember that God's grace is sufficient for us. His power is perfect in our weakness. We should never look at our weakness as a sign of failure, as a sign of cowardness, as a sign of lost. We should look at this as a challenge. Because we need to realize that God will allow you and I who are weak, you and I who are facing trials, you and I that are facing adversities, to be a channel of His power. Now that may not make sense. But let me put it this way. When we go through some things in life, people will notice that. People will see us in that state. But if they see us pressing forward, moving forward, being content with it, that's when they'll see His great power through us, through our battles, through our weakness, through our trial, through our adversity. They're going to see His great power. And that in itself is a testimony, is a witness to the world, a witness to others, that God is strong. That God has grace for you, for me, for everyone. And all at the same time, what we can do as brothers and sisters in Christ is you and I can cover all of this in prayer. Covered in prayer. For strength, for direction, for guidance, for comfort. Cover everything in prayer. God wants us to connect through Him. And how do we do that? That's by reading the Word. Studying the Word. Pick a passage, pick a verse, pick a chapter, and study. Personally, I've been going through the book of 1 John, and it's very encouraging. Very encouraging. Where we talk about how to walk in light, and we talk about how Christ is our advocate. And talk about the new commandment and why we shouldn't love the world. Just dig into the Word. Dig into prayer time. Set aside prayer time. And as we think and reflect on this song, this is the air I breathe. I'm desperate for you. Living in me. You know, my daily bread. Daily bread. You and I need to eat breakfast each day. You and I need to read the Word each day. More than just Sundays. More than just Bible study. We need to read the Word to be spiritually fed. So check out that song, This Is the Air I Breathe. What a wonderful reminder that I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. And sometimes that's what brothers and sisters in Christ feel like when, you know, we miss a church message, when we miss the sermon, when we miss a Bible study, when we miss digging into the Word. Kind of feel lost. We feel disconnection, maybe. Hope this message has been encouraging for you, and just a reminder that my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Write that down somewhere. Keep it as a reminder. Remember Paul's thorn. But God didn't remove it. God gave him his continuous grace. May you be encouraged this week through the word. Encouraged through prayer. Encouraged through the message. May we draw closer to him this week. May we encourage one another as we just look towards you, Father. Help us stay focused on you, Father. Things around us in this world keep changing, keep shifting, keep getting our attention. Encourage us to keep our eyes on you, eyes in the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining. This is a Discipleship 24/7 podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. And like always, check out previous. We have other podcasts available. Also, we have videos of live streams and vlogs on there. And encouragement and scripture is always posted on our Facebook page at Discipleship 24/7. Have a blessed day, blessed week.